They're devastated because you're rising, leveling up, and succeeding without them. And on top of that, they feel guilty for how they treated you. The guilt is eating them up, but they can't bring themselves to apologize. They're stuck in their guilt, and it's hitting them hard. Let me keep it real with you for a moment. If you're someone who's special, like a chosen one or a star, someone who is always creating your own path, most people you meet won't be able to keep up with you. They won't be on the same level. You might be searching for that one person who matches your energy. Ladies, I know you're out there hoping for someone like Prince Charming, someone who can vibe with you and move to your rhythm. But the truth is, you're probably not going to find it. Why? Because you're more aware, more conscious. You see things differently while many others are still asleep, unaware of what's really happening around them. If you're someone who knows you're different, if you know deep down that you have special gifts and abilities, then you already understand what I'm saying. You're talented, smart, and spiritually aware. You're not like everyone else, and that's what makes you stand out. If you're listening to this and everything I'm saying feels like it's speaking directly to you, then you already know you're a chosen one. You've left many people behind in your journey because of that special energy you carry. It's not because you wanted to, but because you had to. You understand that you have something unique within you, and you don't want anyone taking advantage of that. That's why you care so deeply for people. Being chosen means recognizing that you hold something far greater than you can even explain. It's not a secret anymore. You know it, and you feel it. The world around you shows signs that you're different, extraordinary in your own way. And because of that, you've had to walk away from people who weren't on the same path or level of awareness as you. I know some of you can relate to this. You've had conversations with people who just don't get it, who aren't where you are mentally or spiritually. It's serious when you mess with someone who is chosen, and you know that. Those you left behind, they may not have shown it, but your absence changed their lives in ways they can't even admit. People often hide behind their egos and pride. They care about status and what the world thinks of them. But when you're chosen and awakened, you don't see the world the same way anymore. You look at life differently. You no longer care about the superficial things others get stuck on. Sometimes you might feel like you're too smart for your own good, expecting those around you to be on the same level. But the truth is, not everyone will be. And that's okay. You're on your own path. People may never truly be on your level, and that's something you've probably noticed by now. Some individuals just aren't able to keep up. They might struggle with things that seem simple to you. It's like back in school when we used to joke about those who found basic things confusing. But now that you've grown into someone with a powerful mindset, you need to remember to stay humble at times, even though you've left a lot of people behind. You've probably broken a few hearts along the way, even if you didn't mean to. And believe it or not, some of those people still keep tabs on you. Especially for guys out there, understand this. If you cling too much to a woman, acting desperate, you've already lost her. Many women seek attention from the world, not just from one person. This isn't true for every woman, but it is for many. And ladies, the same applies to you. Those guys you let go, they're probably still thinking about you, still chasing after you, because they realize they missed out on something special. People often don't understand your value until you're no longer in their lives. They're stuck in their old habits, still struggling, while you've moved on and grown. Maybe you were there helping them out, whether it was a friend, a sibling, or someone close. You were their support, the one pushing them forward. But they didn't see it at the time. Now they're lost without your guidance, while you've kept progressing. As a chosen one, you carry special abilities. The universe works in your favor, and those who cross paths with you are impacted by your energy, even if they don't realize it at first. They're really struggling because they can't be with you anymore. That's the truth. Remember that person who finally got their life together after meeting you? You might think I'm exaggerating, but I'm not. The truth can hurt, but it's what sets you free. After watching this, you'll be able to see it clearly. They're devastated and full of guilt because of how they treated you. They couldn't appreciate you when you were there with them. They didn't see your worth, but now that you've moved on and succeeded without them, it's driving them crazy. They might be stalking your social media, wondering how you're still thriving. They're thinking, how are they doing so well without me? The truth is, you didn't need them in the first place. You were the one helping them level up, and they couldn't even see it. Remember when they met you? They were probably struggling, not taking care of themselves, but after being with you, they started improving. They hit the gym, started eating better, and acted like they were doing it all on their own. But you were the one who helped them grow, and once they felt good, they started acting like they did it all by themselves. Now, they're acting like they're better off, but deep down, they know it's not true. You were the one who brought them up, and they're feeling guilty for how they treated you. That guilt is what's stopping them from apologizing. They can't face you because they know they didn't value you when they had the chance. At the end of the day, they're stuck and you've moved on. You don't need their validation because you're doing just fine on your own. That feeling of guilt, that's karma doing its thing. When you're chosen, you leave a lasting impact on people's lives. You leave a mark that they can't forget. Even though they may have treated you poorly, they still remember you. And trust me, they can't get over it. I can guarantee that everyone who wronged you is thinking about you right now. You know for a fact, you gave it your all, tried to make it work, but they didn't appreciate you. That's one thing you need to understand about people. My whole message is to teach you this. I'm here to guide you like a teacher, to help you see things clearly. Here's a key lesson. People always chase after what they can't have. It's just how it works. Keep that in your mind and don't forget it. When you realize that you're chosen, you'll start walking in your own light. You'll feel a new sense of confidence. You'll come to understand that you don't need others as much as you once thought, because the universe has your back. Comment below and say it with me. I don't need anyone, I have the universe. If you've been wondering why certain people haven't been reaching out, why they haven't apologized or made amends, it's because they're too consumed by guilt. They know deep down they did you wrong, and now they can't face you. You might sense that they should be reconnecting with you, but they can't bring themselves to do it. They're struggling without you, and it's eating them up inside. You've got divine powers on your side, and the universe is working in your favor. You don't need anyone to validate you. Keep moving forward in your own strength. The reason they can't reach out or make things right is simple. They're weighed down by guilt. They crossed paths with someone special, a chosen one like you, someone with divine power. You're constantly shaping your own reality, and they can feel it. The energy you bring is different, and it left a lasting impression on them. The universe is working in your favor, so don't expect anyone to come back and apologize for how they treated you. They know deep down they wronged you, and that guilt is eating them up inside. As long as they stay stuck in their misery without finding forgiveness for themselves, they will continue to suffer. Their conscience is what's hurting them now. They see your progress, your success, and it stings because you're thriving without them. Let's be real, they are devastated. They see how far you've come and how much you've grown, and it makes them realize what they lost. They just can't admit it. And that's okay.